This is Northwest News on KNKX. State lawmakers responded to the AIDS epidemic in the 1980s with new laws that defined how Washington would respond to and treat the disease. But many of those laws haven't been updated since they were passed. KNKX's Rebecca Way tells us about an effort to change that.
In the next legislative session, lawmakers are considering a bill that would reflect advancements made in the last 30 years to prevent and treat HIV. State Secretary of Health John Wiesman says the bill highlights new medications that suppress the virus until it is undetectable.
When their viral loads are undetectable, it means that they can't transmit the virus to others.
The laws would also be updated to include preventative medications available to people who might be at risk of HIV. The proposed update would also address the stigma of AIDS. It's currently a felony in the state to expose someone to HIV if a person knew their status and didn't disclose it or take any precautions to prevent exposure. Wiesman says the bill aims to change that.
We are looking to update and modernize those laws and making those a potential misdemeanor or a gross misdemeanor, which seems now appropriate given that HIV is treatable. So it's no longer this, you know, deadly infection.
Some prosecuting attorneys voiced concerns about changing the statute when the bill was introduced during the last legislative session. They say it's rarely applied now and that the felony classification is more fitting because it requires a higher burden of proof. Rebecca Way, KNKX News.